What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of late indie rock singer-songwriter David Cloud Berman. How are you doing? The sky is blue where I am. There are some clouds. It is a nice day when you consider there is snow on the ground, and it is winter in Toronto. It's the kind of day where your coat can be unzipped. You're almost sweaty in your coat, and the feeling of the cold air is a relief as you go for a walk, which I did today, motherfuckers. So there's that. There's been some questions about the nature of this podcast and the fact that it's not necessarily the same as Meeting Malcolmists, where we learn about the band in the same way. There are going to be nuggets and tidbits throughout when I learn something or when I get access to something, but I certainly wasn't a pavement expert, but there was lots of information out there. I am no Silver Jews expert. I know what I like and I can comment on that, and I will continue to comment on that. But as far as, an in-depth session, a deep dive into the Silver Jews, likely just based on how I feel at this point, that's not likely to be the case. I just can't imagine going to the library and doing the work required to put in, a podcast where you would, I could talk about poetic themes and I could talk about structure. Well, it would be tough to talk about structure. I don't even know what I'm saying. If you like the pod, keep listening, because we're always going to listen to a Silver Jews tune, and we're doing that in order, and that's the same as Meeting Malcolmists. We're always going to try our best to read a poem from actual air, and that's what I can promise. And then I'm going to deliver something off the top that is relevant to, introspection or reflection on grief, loss, and mental wellness. I mean, after all, Mr. Berman definitely struggled with mental wellness. It was not something he could seem to achieve, like the balance needed. And as such, he succumbed to the illness and died by suicide. And it's tragic. It's tragic. And it wasn't his first time attempting it. So there's that. I wanted to talk a little bit about anxiety today, and it's the wind beneath my wings, after all. And when I was doing a mental health podcast years ago, I created a little acronym for those times where I'm struggling with anxiety, and I thought I would share that with you because it might be helpful for you as well. It might be something that, you know, when you're spinning out of control or, you know, hiding under your bed or however your panic attacks manifest themselves. Mine often feel like I'm having a heart attack. The other night, I was so fucking high. I had taken 140 milligrams of these pomegranate buttons that were so delicious. And I went out for beers with some friends. And at one point, I was struggling to lift my beer glass, and I thought I was going to fall through the table. That's how fucking spun out I was. And it was a karaoke night, and I wanted to do karaoke, but I was just too anxious. I should have used what I'm going to give you right now, something that could be in your back pocket, to work through that. But I didn't on that occasion. I just drank beer and you know, prayed for redemption the next day. So here it is. It's called Calm. C-A-L-M. Calm. People say I say calm weird. I might. I don't know. It's the only way I've ever said it. So if you're, you know, in an anxiety, having an episode of anxiety or an attack of anxiety, sometimes one of these four strategies might work for you. And the first one is to be creative, to try and create something, to make something out of nothing, and, you know, either share it with people or keep it for yourself. That's your prerogative. I do these podcasts. This is my creative outlet. You know, I feel like relevant and worth something doing these and hearing from you, even if it is feedback that, you know, I might not want. Well, I always want feedback. So keep it coming. JD@MediumAlchemist.com. So that is the first thing, to create something. I share. That is something that I do because I need validation. I'm only half laughing. So there's that. The next thing you could do is you could be active. And they say physical activity, you know, and mental health are like in lockstep. And I don't, like, I haven't had that experience per se, but maybe I'm not trying hard enough either. You know what I did today is, so my goal for the year, so I was bitching about, last year. I might've been bitching about it to you, that I didn't do as many steps as I wanted to. And then when I looked backwards, it turned out I did 1,000 more steps than the year before. So in 2021, I did 3,000 steps a day. In 2022, I did 4,000 steps a day. So I thought my goal for 2023 should be 5,000 steps a day. And so far, January has sucked balls. So, you know, that's no good for anybody. Today, after dropping the kids off at school, I went for a 5,000 step walk. And it's relatively short. So I figure if when I'm dropping the kids off at school, oftentimes now they want to be driven and it's so close. It makes me barf, but, you know, I acquiesce. That's what I do. So I now know what 5,000 steps is. And if I do that the majority of the days, then I should be, you know, close to achieving my goal. So that's a little goal setting in there as well. The next thing you can do if you're, you know, sort of out of control is you can try and learn something. you could try and learn something new, whether it's a piece of software, which in my case, you know, it was, I learned GarageBand. I know GarageBand pretty well at this point. I've also learned, you know, a couple other pieces of software for podcasting, which ties into the creative. So, you know, that's where my learning fits in. And could I do more? Yeah, I could be doing LinkedIn courses. If I had any focus at all, I would attempt that. But those are the types of things, you know, you can look for free courses online and attack those things. Learn something new today. It just, to me, what it does is it distracts your mind, you know? And so you're freaking out. And next thing you know, you're thinking about something in a technical way rather than a editorial way, if that makes any sense. The last thing is meditating. And meditating is something that is really difficult to master. I don't think I've mastered it by any stretch, but I've gotten very good at it. I can lie on my bed on my back, which right away is something that, you know, people that are hardcore meditators will say you shouldn't do. You should be sitting cross-legged on the floor or on a chair. I'm from the school of like, fuck that shit. And I lie down. It achieves two things for me. It rests my weary bones and it allows me to focus on my mouth. And what I do is I focus on my teeth. I make sure I'm not clenching down on my teeth and I keep my tongue as low in my mouth as possible. And by focusing on those things, I stay in the moment. And staying in the moment is key to, you know, meditating. It's not to shut off your brain, because your brain is a thought machine. And if you can shut off your brain, then you need to share that shit with me, because I have attempted via a couple chemical apparatuses to stop that from occurring, and I can't. So, you know, but I'm okay with that now. I'm okay with that, largely, unless you're able to do it. And then that makes me fucking feel inferior and stressed out. So that is it. That is it. There's create, there's activity, there is learning, and there is meditation, and that is calm. So one of those four tricks could be something that could help you launch your own podcast, motherfucker. Don't step on it, JD. That is Living Waters, and that is catchy as all fuck. That is a really fun song, and it just goes to show what these songwriters are capable of early in their careers. We're seeing it on the Pavement side with SM for sure, but we're really getting it here in more than Dribs and Drabs. Like I would say, the majority of this record is really good. And that doesn't need to be the case at all. These guys are just banging shit out, scratching shit out, but it's oozes out of them. It just talent oozes out of them, and they have no choice but to be fucking great. And Berman with those pensive, no one's calling on the telephone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh man, it's just heartbreaking. And it's, I don't know. If you're named Butch, send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. I want to know if Berman was right about you. Let's continue on this epic poem that we've been reading that is called Flip the Pages. From Cantos for James Michener, Part 2. From Cantos for James Michener, Part 2. And this is CII. The waiting room across the hall was filled with hostile stepsons. He was studying their faces when his favorite nurse came in to show him an x-ray of a scarecrow she had found in the chapel. Someone had written, quote, "The unborn god of the C8H17NO4S Indians," end quote, on the bottom. "Here, this pill should make you feel like a turtle tangled up in a dry cleaning bag." The nurses are so beautiful, he thought. Try to remember that they are covered in germs. That's CII. Okay, so it's a shorty. Love the x-ray of a scarecrow. That is really interesting. I love setting the scene with the waiting room is filled with hostile stepsons. That's great. Turtle tangled up in a dry cleaning bag is very visual. And then there's this formula. And I looked it up, but I can't find out what it does. But it's the molecular formula is C8H17NO4S, and it is morpholone butane sulfonic acid. Now, morpholine butane, morphenyl butane. I don't know. There should be somewhere that shows me what the fuck these things do. I can find sulfonic and I can find propane, but I can't find fucking ethane. Yeah. Yeah, I sucked at chemistry. Man, did I ever suck at chemistry. Oh, boy. This is... I had a teacher that was so kind. He just let me keep writing this one test over and over again until I got a passing grade on it. And that passing grade would give me a 51% in the course. So I would pass the course. He literally let me keep writing this test. And I probably wrote it 5 times. That's how fucking terrible I was. But there I go again. Waxing nostalgic about how terrible I am. Ugh, God. Okay, that's what I got for you this week. Hope you're well. Shoot me an email. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. And wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.